I'll start off, though.
What did you think of today's committee meeting and having you and your department brought in?
Well, I think you were all on the same page. The suggestions that we are opposed, we clarified that we are not opposed to body-worn cameras. It's just a better question of saying, when there's only so much money out there, where is it best spent? And I think that they were probably surprised to know that how infrequent it is that force is used within the sheriff's office, and the absence of citizen complaints documented that.
Where do you stand on the issue? Do you want your sheriff's deputies on the field to have those cameras?
No, the cameras definitely have a benefit. But again, it's taxpayers' money that we're talking about here. And what is the real cost savings that would result from this? And this to take money away from some other initiative, is this where it would best be spent? And I continue to say that we're going to need a new helicopter. We're going to need it soon. We know that helicopter saves lives across Erie County and all of Western New York. We've shown that our full-time SWAT team is a savings even to other communities that have done away with their SWAT teams because they're relying on ours. So to increase our expenditures to a full-time SWAT team would also be a clearer savings of lives than simply focusing on allegation of a lack of transparency that the cameras might bring. Again, none of that negative is to denounce cameras. It's just saying, are they worth that much money, and is that necessary in Erie County?
Do you think the biggest cost that they now realize is not the cost of the camera, it's everything after the camera?
Well, I think they're seeing the significance of that now. Yes, to the foilability of the ability to foil the recordings, and again to the storage capacity that must be stored for as long as that case is pending, is very expensive.
How important was it for you guys to see that, okay, Buffalo Police started implementing body cameras? They're essentially kind of the guinea pig in all this. See how it goes for them, then you can apply it to yourselves.
Well, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel, but I don't think that we should jump at every piece of new technology if somebody is getting it, and I'm glad that Buffalo did, and we can benefit from standing back and watching the evaluation, seeing what problems they have, both with the equipment they get and other hurdles, so we can avoid the same hurdles if we go in that direction. So we're watching very closely, both at the management level as well as the operations at the street level. Our personnel are interacting with Buffalo.
Are the 13 cameras still active, and do you guys plan on maybe changing the protocols a little bit and try a different setup for the next time period?
Well, I don't know that we've got another schedule studied, but I do know that with any new technology, as time goes on, the technology gets better and the price goes down. Whether or not we miss something critical in the meantime is another question, but yet there is some benefit to waiting, both to save money and to get better equipment.
But the 13 you have currently, do you still have them, or do you send them?
No, that was at the expiration of the agreed upon study period, the equipment went back to the vendor, but the storage of the data has to continue.
Are you not confident that there will, you kind of touched on it and it was touched on in there, that there will be grants to offset some of this cost?
I'm not confident of that. We certainly anticipate that it could happen. I'm sure even at the national level or at the state level where the money would come from, or the grant money potentially would come from, they have to balance as well, is this the best place to expend the money? As pointed out in there, where the Department of Justice has made money available, that kind of went along with the Department of Justice involvement in that agency and probing that agency, that I think the way the law was written, there's a suggestion that money would also be provided to help resolve any potential problems. And there was never a similar finding of that within the Sheriff's Office.
And even if grants were available, considering the infrequency that your office has displayed the need for this kind of technology, do you think that would hinder the Sheriff's Office ability to even get grants if they became available?
Well, I do think that you would, when they would write those grants, they would write them to, to address where that problem is. I don't think that they have addressed of that problem. I think just by example, our domestic violence grants, we talk about rural areas that were underutilized or that the availability of service was reduced in those areas. Therefore, funding was made available to address that problem in a rural area. If a grant was written that way, then it would benefit us, not work against us. If they talked about an urban area, maybe where there was a suggestion that there's not enough interaction between law enforcement and the community, and as pointed out by the Buffalo Police Department, they don't get thorough cooperation from the public and sharing information following the commission of a crime, this hopefully will address that within Buffalo and increase trust, which I'm not blaming the police, but that is the end result, that they're not cooperating with the police and their ability to solve crimes goes down where they don't hear from the public. We don't have that problem in the sheriff's office. We have a very good interaction with our communities and a very good relaying of complaints from the public. So, again, we'd look at the grant. If we can make it fit, we'll be applying for it.
Is the incident at the stadium exacerbate this whole conversation, or do you think it helped bring the situation to the
point? I think that without going into the detail about the stadium incident, that is a lot of what's driving this. But as I said in there, that does not support cameras, because this is a one-sided approach, and our side is going to try our case in court and not in the media, which is what's been happening with that stadium incident. It's not the totality of the circumstances. It's just looking at a video, which is not a good argument for the importance of the video. Everything should be seen in totality and not isolated clips.
Do you think you would have been here for an hour and 20 minutes discussing this if it wasn't for that video?
No.
Is the $1 million that was mentioned there over 5 years, is that $1 million per year?
That is our understanding now, that is the cost as last evaluated, but again, it is subject to change with the increased mandates for more personnel that were involved in reviewing this. It's not going to do us any good to record all this data and not look at it. It's not going to do us the most good, right, to not look at it in a timely manner and be able to secure it. So we need personnel just to review the data that's recorded and to pull it off and react to it as circumstances demand.